lucky with the Cascades and the Rhythm of the Rain from 1963. We're getting into the early times. 1221 with Tom Prestigiacomo. We've been talking about memories and a lot of the things that have been going on in Louisville, and of course the jocks that preceded myself, Rudy Ratfink. Chris Lundy was also here, Dude Walker. Of course, those were late 60s and early 70s. Rudy Ratfink was a little earlier. Somebody called me yesterday when we were talking about a guy named Bob Robin. And only a couple of people have remembered him. And, of course, the Duke of Louisville and Mason Lee Dixon were here in the 60s, too. And during the 60s, we had a lot of things going on. Contests, bumper stickers, tenant toppers. I don't know if anybody remembers tenant toppers or not. But those are the things that you put on your, that you picked up at a restaurant and then at a fast food chain. It was a promotion that they did. And then the night after that, somebody always stole them. Because I know a friend of mine who had a collection of a grocery bag full of antenna toppers. They were shaped like footballs and little orange balls and things like that. We also had a contest in 1966 that was called the Hello Wacky Contest. And I have with me on the phone Jerry Owens. Jerry, how you doing today?
Oh, doing pretty good.
Well, let me ask you this, Jerry, before we get into the trivia that we were talking about. What did you... You listened to Wacky in the 60s, right?
Oh, yes, sir.
What do you remember about the 60s?
Well, I'd have to say they were about the best years that I've ever been through.
Well, 1966 was a pretty important year for you, you tell me, right?
Yes, sir, it was.
Well, what happened in 1966 to you, Jerry?
I had just gotten home from school.
Uh-huh.
And sitting down talking to my mom, I said, you know, what would happen if we won the Hello Wacky contest?
Hello Wacky.
And she said, we'd probably split it up. The whole family. And I said, well, by that time the phone rang and I picked it up and I said, Hello Wacky. And he said, this is Wacky.
Uh-huh.
And at first I thought it was a joke.
Uh-huh.
And then he said, do you know the word for the hour? And I said, why? And he said, well, could you spell the word for the hour? And I said, yeah, W-H-Y. He said, that's it. Said, you know, you're $1,590 richer. And I said, you're kidding. He says, nope.
You won $1,590. Great. Well, how old were you then?
I was 16 and a half.
And where were you going to school?
Good old Trinity.
Good old Trinity High
right.
School. Yeah, they got a pretty good football team this year, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, sir, they did.
Do you still follow them?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, great. And you won almost $1,600 in the Hello Wacky contest back in 1966.
Yes, sir.
Well, let me ask you, what did you do with the money after you got it?
Well, we took it and put a good portion of it in the bank, and my mom had always wanted a piano, so we bought her a piano.
Yeah, that's
and
nice.
And we put the rest of it in the bank just for an account. Of course, my dad couldn't claim you on the income tax that year.
I guess not. You made almost as much money as the rest of the family. That's a lot of money to win, for sure. Well, what are you doing with yourself now, Jerry?
Well, right now I work at VA Hospital.
At VA Hospital.
And, I'm an officer with McMahon Volunteer Fire Department.
Oh, that's super. Hey, Jerry, thanks for being on and going back.
Okay, Tom, thanks a lot.
Hey, we appreciate it.
All righty, bye-bye.
A special offer for you. Here it comes, another fun feature from 79 Radio. If you hurry, you'll receive a translation of the hit song Sukiyaki.
Everybody's talking about it, but only you will know what the record is all about.
Hurry, the Wacky DJs will send translations out to the listeners who request them.
It's first come, first served, so mail your request now.
Be cool, send your letter to Chopsticks, W-A-K-Y, Louisville 2, Kentucky.
I'm Robert W. Morgan, and that's Record Report on Wacky 79.
Would you believe Vanity Fair from the last part of 1969, Hitchin' a Ride? That brings back some memories. I remember Trimble County back in those days.